Exclusive, Representative Nancy Mace explains why she's considering a run for governor of South Carolina. By Hannah Knudsen on May 28, 2025. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, is considering a run for governor in her state of South Carolina, pointing in part to the wrongdoing she continues to uncover as her motivation. Speaking to Breitbart News Daily, Mace said transgender ideology, which she said is pervasive, is one of the reasons she is considering a gubernatorial run. As I started looking around, and, you know, we've heard and seen, like, books in libraries and, you know, parents at school board meetings, and I started really digging into this, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is pervasive. This is everywhere. Women have to share showers at their college dorms with men. They, you know, Riley Gaines was forced to undress in front of Leah Thomas in the locker room. All the trophies and scholarships that are being stolen by mentally ill men of women. This thing is pervasive. These are government schools. We had a college, Coastal Carolina caught. I caught them promoting cross-dressing on their college website. We had, University of South Carolina and Clemson had 13 to 15 genders on some forms for their college applicants. And as soon as I spoke up, those forms came down. But this thing is like, it's everywhere, and it's wrong, she said. Now, conservatives are fighting for women and girls and like never before, and you know, I'm proud of that work. But also they want to kill you. They want to kill me for it, she continued. When asked about a potential gubernatorial run, Mace replied, we're thinking about it right now. But the more I uncover, the more wrongdoing I uncover. Like, what the heck have these people been doing in our state for the last 10 years? Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, May 27, 2025. And I just cannot understand how these things have become pervasive, and how weak our laws are. We've got pedophiles walking the street. Like my attorney general prosecuted a case where a guy had 1,900 images, including animals with toddlers, and he got one day in jail. And my attorney general's like, well, that's enough, you know, that wasn't me. That was the judge. No man, you guys played off on that plea deal, she said. And it's just, you know, this kind of thing. We've got pedophiles and murderers and rapists walking free in South Carolina. And I'm beside myself, and I just said, we cannot, as a country, as a state and as a country, allow this to continue. We need someone who's going to be strong and fight back, she added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.